The province of British Columbia and seven carrier Sakani First Nations have signed a new agreement that reaffirms a decade-long effort to advance reconciliation and shared decision-making, a press release from the province said. The Pathway Forward 3.0 agreement was signed recently by the carrier Sakani First Nation Society and the First Nations of Nadla Wutin, Nakasli Wutin, Saikeas, Stalatin, Takla, Tielistin and Sil Kaz Ko. It marks the third major step in a process that began in 2015, with further agreements in 2017 and 2019. Those earlier accords established a framework for government-to-government talks, provided initial funding, and set up ways for the nations and the province to collaborate on resource management, according to the press release. Pathway Forward 2.0, signed in 2019 and amended in 2020 and 2022, expanded the focus to reconciliation negotiations more broadly. Pathway Forward 3.0 builds on that foundation. It lays out plans for regional economic development, ties local priorities to broader opportunities, and emphasizes collaboration in areas such as forestry and land stewardship, the press release said. It also includes commitments to community infrastructure, health and healing services, and cultural programs aimed at revitalizing carrier Sakani languages and traditions. The latest agreement reflects a long-term vision of self-determination and self-governance for the carrier Sakani nations, the press release said. It also signals an intent to continue working with industry, federal representatives and local governments to build a more inclusive regional economy. The Carrier Sakani First Nation Society remains in Stage 4 of the BC Treaty process, negotiating an agreement in principle with the province and the federal government. Alongside the Pathway Forward agreements, Carrier Sakani First Nations have signed multiple forestry revenue sharing and environmental stewardship agreements over the past decade.